You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to College Football Live, presented by Nationwide.
Oh, the great city of Dallas, Texas. We are here, and this is one of the more unique spots that you will see us at for College Football Live, for College Game Day, as we celebrate all the great things about college football. This is the State Fair of Texas, and that is the Cotton Bowl. That will be the site of number 3 Texas taking on number 12 Oklahoma tomorrow. This is fantastic. Look at all these folks out here today who are enjoying the State Fair. Desmond Howard, Stanford Steve, Jen Latta, and Pete Thamel hanging with you on a Friday afternoon. All right, we've already played some games. We've already tried some food. These two guys won some stuffed animals at one of the games. Des, the only reason he didn't go out because he would have embarrassed them. Let's get right to the matchup. Texas dominated this game against Oklahoma a year ago, 49-0. It was the Sooners' largest shutout loss in school history and the largest margin of victory for the Horns against Oklahoma. This top 15 matchup is setting up as a classic. Both teams enter the game with 5-0 records for just the third time in series history. That previously happened in 2002 and in 2008. We know these two teams can do some things offensively, but they are winning this season, guys, with their defenses. The Sooners tied for 4th in FBS in scoring defense. Texas tied for 12th at less than 13 points per game. It is shaping up to be a good one. The fans are already out enjoying the scenery and the scenics and, of course, the rivalry. Dez, let's start with you on this one. Yeah. We know about the rivalry this year, no different than the other years.
Right.
What is the significance of this game? Obviously, the last time these two teams will play in this rivalry as members of the Big 12.
Well, this is the game. Like, if you play for Oklahoma or if you play for Texas, this is the game that all fans want to know. How did you do against Texas? How did you do against Oklahoma? No matter what you did in your career, this is the one that they point to. And I tell you what, listen, Texas comes into this game, signature win. We were there, Tuscaloosa, beat Alabama soundly. Oklahoma's undefeated, but you look at their schedule, who they play, Arkansas State, SMU, Tulsa, Cincy, and Iowa State. So this is kind of like a midterm exam for both teams, but especially Oklahoma. Listen, they're like number 3 scoring offense in the nation, averaging 47 points a game. But going up against that Texas defense, it's going to be a big test for them tomorrow afternoon, guys.
No doubt. And when you look at the matchup, you mentioned it, Des, that Texas, it starts with the defensive line.
Yeah.
They are incredible. Maybe the best unit of any group in the country. But when you think about the other side, who's going against them? Dylan Gabriel, what is he great at? Getting rid of the ball, being accurate with the football.
Yeah.
And that's what I think Oklahoma has to do to offset that defensive line. Get those big guys running side to side. You see the side rowing game, the outside zone.
Yeah.
That sets up all your moving the pocket stuff with Gabriel that he is just exceptional at. So if Oklahoma's going to score points and stay in this game, it's going to be because Dylan Gabriel gets rid of the football.
Yeah. And Dylan Gabriel's ability to get rid of the football, Steve, as you said, is going to mask the biggest weakness for Oklahoma. That's their interior offensive line. This is an SEC audition, right? Greg Sankey's going to be here, the SEC commissioner. Next year, this is an SEC game. Oklahoma's offensive line on the interior, the tackles are good, on the interior, is not SEC ready. So can that Texas defensive line exploit it, or can the speed negate that advantage for Texas?
The authority, Pete Thamel, always so great with the last-minute updates. Any injury news we need to be aware of headed into this one?
So Texas tight end JT Sanders practiced yesterday and will play. He had been questionable all week. He was Texas's arguably best offensive weapon against Alabama. He's a top 50 player in the country, one of the top 3 tight ends in the country. That is huge for Texas. He may not be 100%. He's going to gut it out and watch Texas defensive back Ryan Watts in pregame warmups. He's questionable for the game, trending towards not playing. And again, with the amount of DBs you need against Oklahoma, that could loom large. Malik Muhammad, the true freshman, would go into the starting lineup for him.
going back to Sanders, he's big because he's the guy they move around in that run game for Texas. You know, how they get advantages, create mismatches, things like that. That's a big get if he's able to go and be close to 100%, knowing how valuable he is for Quinn Ewers in that offense.
Texas already has two wins this season over ranked opponents. And the last time they had three, they made it to a New Year's Six Bowl. So obviously that could be something in their future if they take care of things against Oklahoma. Not tomorrow, that guy says. Let's take a look at the results that you have seen in college football so far. Liberty improving to 5-0. They beat Sam Houston. Malachi Corley went for over 200 receiving yards and three touchdowns in Western Kentucky's win over Louisiana Tech. And then tonight, you've got a couple matchups here. Kansas State visiting Oklahoma State. That's at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN. And Nebraska taking on the Fighting Dick Butkuses at Illinois. That at 8 o'clock Eastern. Let's go to some of our top stories for this week in college football. Peak week 6 in college football live. Let's start with those Friday night games that we just talked about. What news should we be monitoring headed into those matchups?
Well, it's good news for Kansas State. And quarterback Will Howard entered last week's game against UCF as a game time decision. It was a legit 50-50 shot whether he'd play. He played and played well, too well for UCF. And so it looks like he's going to be 100% for this game tonight. That's great news for Chris Klieman. And then backup tailback Trayshawn Ward, Florida State transfer, one of the more talented newcomers in the Big 12 this year. He's back. He's going to stay behind DJ Giddens, who's third in the Big 12 in rushing. Remember, K-State won this game 48-0 last year, and Oklahoma State's program hasn't been the same since. For Cam Rising, he gave us an unusually detailed injury report. Again, all season, is Cam Rising going to play? Is he going to be back? Yep, is he going to be cleared?
Yeah.
Well, Cam Rising said, look, I didn't just injure my knee. I blew my knee out. He went on the radio in Utah yesterday. He said he tore his ACL, his MCL, his MPFL, and his meniscus. So it's been essentially a total rebuild of his knee. And Cam Rising, who had been fairly quiet at this point, I think has hit a little bit of a breaking point, people questioning his toughness. Yeah. And look, he's led them to two Pac-12s in a row. He wants to be back on the field.
Absolutely.
And Tez Walker's return will be one of the big storylines. Yes, Desmond's clapping. The NCAA reversed course and made a decision. Mack Brown told me today Tez Walker will play. He's been running with the scout team the last 3 weeks, dominating the starters, by the way.
Yeah.
And look, this is going to have an impact on the field in a couple ways. Yeah. Nate McCollum, who's been the leading receiver of the Georgia Tech transfer, goes to his more natural inside slot. How much will Tez play? Mack said, basically, we're going to let the game dictate that. We're going to go and we're going to see and see how he goes in the flow of the game. But what a great moment for Carolina and that young man who gets to go out. He is a top 50 player in the country, one of the five best receivers.
You know who's really thrilled about that? Drake May.
Yes.
Elevate his
play. That's why
he
went there.
Exactly. And I didn't even know we had an MPFL in the knee.
What, I was like,
MPFL?
That's the first time I've ever heard
one
of those.
Sounds like a new league starting.
Yeah.
All of it. All of it is basically what he was getting to. Lots more coming up on College Football Live. We've got some huge Big Ten games coming up your way on Saturday, headlined by Ohio State versus Maryland. Will Kyle McCord and the Buckeyes stay unbeaten when they take on the Terps? Plus, our gambling expert, Stanford Steve, with us to give us his best bets of the week. Can he predict some of those big wins? All that and more coming up on College Football Live from the State Fair here in Dallas.
College Football Live is presented by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're watching College Football Live, presented by Nationwide.
This can be a legendary scene.
There is no setting quite like it.
Promises to be another epic morning on College Game Day tomorrow. Baker Mayfield, the guest picker for Oklahoma versus Texas. All right, let's do a quick check of Saturday's Big Ten slate. It's Battle of Unbeatens in Columbus when fourth-ranked Ohio State hosts 5-0 Maryland. Michigan, which has been getting a lot of cheers here because of our guy on the end, has won 17 straight road games against Minnesota as it visits the Golden Gophers. That's the longest road win streak against a single opponent in Big Ten history. Dez, you know the Big Ten better than probably anybody we know. Let's get to this Ohio State-Maryland game. What are you watching for in this contest?
You know, guys, in the Ohio State game against Notre Dame, you know, there was one thing that I noticed. And Kyle McCord, Ohio State's quarterback, he gave Notre Dame's secondary multiple opportunities to play the role of hero, but they kept dropping potential interceptions. You look at Maryland's secondary, their defense as a whole, they're number three in the nation in turnover margin and tied for number one in the conference in interceptions with 8 INTs. And they live for that. Like, they live for the turnover. They capitalize on that. I spoke to a bunch of coaches this week. They said that's what Maryland's defense is all about. They have ball hawks in the secondary. So it's going to be really interesting. Don't forget, you know, Ohio State had the big win over Notre Dame. Then they had the bye week. Yep. So, see, are they going to come back rusty? Are they going to come back sharp? So it's going to be interesting to watch McCord against Maryland's secondary.
I'm interested to see how Ohio State comes out. You mentioned it. Monster win. We were there. We saw it. Yeah. I truly, firmly believe they found something. Yeah. They found the, and you saw the emotion of Ryan Day, what he said regardless. But the raw emotion there, because you knew, he knew his team is special.
Yes, sir.
And they found it. It went to the last second of a game, but they definitely found something. And now you get a week off. Marvin Harrison Jr. got dinged in that game. They got everything on deck for this game. And I expect Maryland on the other side with Leah Tagovailoa to come out and play smart, fast, and efficient. They have to have a good start. It's been a disaster when they've gone to Columbus. Average score is 67-15 the last three trips for the Terps. Maryland will come out and score. I don't know if they can do it for 60 minutes, but they'll play well.
Steve, Maryland's been a fascinating dichotomy because they've shown under Mike Locksley the past few seasons that they can dominate the inferior competition in the Big Ten. The problem is they've capitulated against the superior competition. They have the skill. They have the quarterback. And Salia, do they have the offensive and defensive line to hang in with the Buckeyes? I think Caden Prather, the transfer wide receiver from West Virginia, is really a difference maker kind of guy for them. He can stretch the field. He can go long. Will he have the time to get down the field and get the ball? I think that's what the Maryland staff is worried about. Mm-hmm. Will the protection be there with those two great defensive ends, JTT and Jack Sawyer? Will they be able to protect the quarterback, or will Ohio State pin its ears back and give them another long day in Columbus?
I love it when you use big words here on College Football Live. Capitulating, really. Steve, if you had to rank the unbeaten teams, where are you going in the Big Ten?
When I look at the Big Ten right now, I understand, you know, Penn State going through some stuff. Ohio State has to win at Notre Dame. Michigan, what they did last week, finally getting this thing rolling.
Yeah.
Going to the Lincoln, wondering how they would come out in a road atmosphere like that. I have Michigan 1, I have Penn State 2, and I have Ohio State 3.
Okay.
That's the way I look at it right now. Obviously, we get to see all those teams play.
Yeah.
That's what's nice about that.
You like those rankings, Des?
I do. I like I think Ohio State and Penn State is kind of even right now, but if I had to give one the edge, I would give it to Penn State. So I agree with Steve's ranking, Jeff.
ESPN's analytics give the East Division, which of course we're talking about here, an 84% chance of producing the conference champion this year. I don't think you're going to get a lot of argument from a lot of people, but
not bad in that 16%.
That's why they play the games, I suppose. Let's take a look at the Heisman update brought to you by Nissan. Few have been better than Michigan's J.J. McCarthy. The junior leads all FBS with a 94 total QBR. He also ranks third in completion percentage. McCarthy is 17-1 as the Wolverines' starting quarterback. Stanford Steve here to give us the best bets of the weekend. Take us through some of those. Who you got your eye on?
Yeah, we just touched on Ohio State and Maryland. I said I expect Maryland to come out and score. Yeah. I think Ohio State's going to score plenty in this game also. So I look at the over the total. Both quarterbacks well-versed. McCord's got good experience on the road. League leader in touchdown passes, passing yards. I expect a lot of points in that game. Coming up next, hold your noses here, okay?
Let's go.
Georgia Tech last week was absolutely embarrassed by Bowling Green.
Yep.
Now they go to play undefeated Miami. But Miami, off a bye, they have North Carolina next week. This line should be 30 points.
Okay.
It's only 20. Something is telling me take the Tech and hold your nose.
Gotcha.
I'm going to take Georgia Tech and hold my nose.
Okay.
Notre Dame, again, on the road, going to a team that is absolutely starving for a win in Louisville. Undefeated. Louisville finally gets the stage they've wanted with Coach Brohm. I believe that Notre Dame is far superior on the offensive and defensive line. I think that thing travels. You saw it last week playing a full 60 minutes, coming back and beating Duke. That defense for Notre Dame is impressive. You mentioned the secondary against Ohio State. They got some guys at corner. Notre Dame covers on the road.
Notre Dame cannot afford a stumble. Already having that loss, obviously, to Ohio State. And cheering for Ohio State, obviously, to keep it rolling, because that would keep them in the conversation. Coming up on College Football Live, will Georgia be able to keep its streak alive versus unbeaten Kentucky? Dez tells us why he doesn't know who the dogs are this season. That's coming up next.
This Heisman Update is brought to you by Nissan, premier partner of the Heisman Trophy. College Football Live is presented by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
Tomorrow we have the 119th annual Red River Rivalry Game. Number 12, Oklahoma, taking on number 3, Texas, right here at the Cotton Bowl. That's at noon Eastern, 11 Central on ABC and, of course, on your ESPN app. College Game Day crew gets started at 9 a.m. Eastern. Let's take a look at today's road test presented by Goodyear. Notre Dame and quarterback Sam Hartman off to a red-hot start through their first 4 games, but things have kind of cooled off for that crew their last 2 games. The Irish averaging 46 points and more than 500 yards on their way to a 4-0 start, but they've averaged less than 18 points per game in their last 2 outings. For more on this game and others, let's go to the ACC Huddle and SEC Nation on the road for their biggest games of the week. We begin with Kelsey Riggs and crew.
Jen, thanks so much. Welcome out to a beautiful Coral Gables. Miami back from their bye week, undefeated and getting set for their ACC opener in primetime tomorrow night. We'll get to that game in just a second, but alongside former Miami coach and quarterback, our Hall of Famer, Coach Mark Richt and EJ Manuel, I'm Kelsey Riggs. Guys, we've got a top 25 matchup between Louisville and Notre Dame. EJ, I know Notre Dame is feeling really good after what they were able to do last week, but Louisville's undefeated too. How do they stay that way?
Yeah, Louisville's feeling really good about themselves too, because they didn't play their best game last week on the road in Raleigh, hostile environment, but still found a way to win. So I believe against Notre Dame, it's really going to start with the running back, Juwar Jordan. He only had 32 yards on 16 carries last week. He averages well over 100. So in order for them to win, he has to get going early.
Notre Dame has won 30 straight regular season games over ACC opponents. We'll see if that script can flip tomorrow. Meanwhile, ahead of this game here in Miami, coach with Georgia Tech, they've got a big boost coming back at safety.
Yeah, Cam Kitchens is back after 4 weeks of injury, which is wonderful for the defense. But Miami's been winning these games at the line of scrimmage. They're number 1 in the ACC, rushing the ball at over 220 yards per. And their defensive line is number 1 in the nation. 48 yards a game rushing, that's unbelievable. Haynes King better be ready to throw that ball for Georgia Tech.
Pretty impressive stuff. We know that Tyler Van Dyke will be ready as well. Miami trying to go 5-0 for the first time since 2017. We will see that game tomorrow on ACC Network. But now we send it over to Laura to check in on the SEC. Laura.
Kelsey, thank you. Here we are in the classic city, Athens, GA. Nowhere better for a college football Saturday, the first Saturday in October tomorrow. Hard to believe we're already there. And SEC Nation is live and in color here. We're glad to be with Roman Harper. And, of course, we got a lot to get to as it relates to number 1 Georgia taking on 20th-ranked Kentucky. We'll get to that in a moment. But how about LSU in Missouri? A really interesting one for the Tigers there in Mizzou. What are you thinking about it, Rome?
That LSU has to find a way to get some kind of stops on defense. They have stopped the bleeding on that side of the football. We understand that they have a national championship-style offense that puts up points in bunches. But if you can't stop anybody and you've got to count on the offense to score 50 points every week to get a win, you're not going to win that many.
It's going to be a little chilly there in Missouri, too, something to look out for. Okay, how about this game right here between 2 undefeateds in the SEC East? What should we look out for between Kentucky and Georgia?
Can Kentucky stop Brock Bowers in the biggest moments of the game? I anticipate Georgia trying to get physically and get it off to a faster start. But Kentucky is a team that knows who they are right now, playing with a lot of spirit and fight.
We'll see you tomorrow. SEC Network, 9 a.m. Eastern, Marty and McGee, and then SEC Nation at 10. Jen Latta, take it away.
Guys, thank you very much. Dez, obviously a huge conference game here with Georgia and Kentucky. What does Georgia have to do to win this one?
I just want to see Georgia play Georgia-style football. You know, I want to see them dominate the trenches. I want to see them run the ball. I want to see them take over and show that they're the number one team in the nation. It's, you know, they got Brock Bowers, and Brock Bowers is probably one of the best players. Not tight ends. He's not even a tight end. That's like a misnomer. He's a wide receiver. He's a player. But outside of him, who are they? What else do they have? So I need to see them just incorporate more running, more passing to somebody not named Brock Bowers and just take over the game early.
Yeah, to me, it's their defense and what Kentucky brings into the game with transfer quarterback Devin Leary. In order to beat Georgia, you have to beat that secondary. And Devin Leary has not been efficient. He hasn't been accurate when in throwing the ball over 20 yards. He's only 38% on balls over 20 yards in the air. So that has to improve. And also, Kentucky has averaged 7 points a game in the last four matchups against Georgia. They have to score more points if they're going to expect to win. I'm not sure. That feels like a buzzsaw they're going in that.
Well, I mean, 22 straight games, there's no better buzzsaw in the country right now. It's double anyone else's longest winning streak. And to Dez's point, I think the reinforcements might be right there on campus. Kendall Milton has worked his way back into shape, and he's expected to get more snaps at tailback. He's played a big role in those 22 straight games. Yeah, and then Ladd McConkey came back against Auburn, was only supposed to take a few snaps, and then all of a sudden he had three huge catches to convert third downs into first downs. And you want to talk about a linchpin of this great Georgia run, it's been Ladd McConkey. Thankfully, his back appears to be healthy. The reinforcements are there to diversify the offense from Brock Bowers, and they're getting healthy just in time. They've been beset by injuries all over the ball. Yeah. So getting those two back could really help that offense get humming and balance out, Dez.
Gotcha.
Why does it feel like Georgia can kind of just hum along, and then if necessary...
Really easy. They got an easy schedule.
Crank it up.
They just won two straight national titles. They're going to get the benefit of the doubt.
It was impressive what they did
last week, though, at Auburn, trailing. I thought that was a problem. I mean, quarterback that hasn't done it before proves himself is worthy, and now I believe they go from there. Very, very interesting spot tomorrow night.
Quickly, biggest implication in the SEC. Biggest game. Game with the biggest implication.
I look at A&M and Bama tomorrow. I think the winner of that game wins the SEC West. The problem is I have no idea who's going to win it. That is a tough matchup. Alabama's offense has been improved. I don't know how it's going to look on the road.
Yeah, and Jalen Milroe on the road. I want to see how he responds to athletic, fast defense. Don't forget, Texas A&M almost beat them in Tuscaloosa a year ago, and Milroe was the starter that game.
All right, let's wrap the show with a little would you rather. We are here at the State Fair, so we want to ask you guys, would you rather Fruity Pebbles pickle or fried pizza pickle? There's a lot of pickle happening there.
Yeah.
Pickles and Fruity Pebbles don't go
together. I know, right?
The sweet and the dill? I don't know.
Yeah, I go pizza.
A little sweet and sour, huh?
Nobody's going with that, huh?
No.
Fried lemonade or a fried fireball shot?
Whoa. Are we working or no?
We're off the clock.
If you're going to do it, you might as well get a little alcohol in there, right?
If it's nighttime, maybe try the fireball.
All right, last one for you guys. Fried butter? They've got fried butter here at the State Fair. Anybody trying the fried butter?
No.
It's a big no. It's a big no.
We do have late breaking news. Sources tell me that Texas State Fair police are looking into you invading McAfee's closet for that shirt.
This is McAfee wardrobe. I appreciate him sharing his look with me. He's over there signing autographs. He's talking to people. He's a man of the people. Thanks for hanging out with us on College Football Live.